1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Americans Freed from Russia. I'm Sherry Preston. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Griskovich and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan are coming home. The two men had been held in Russian prisons, Whelan since 2018, Griskovich since last year. ABC's Brian Clark has more on his detention.
Evan Griskovich was arrested in Russia in March 2023, and international condemnation began almost immediately. The 33-year-old was convicted of espionage and sentenced to 16 years in prison after what the U.S. called a sham trial. President Biden's vow to secure his freedom, his mother Ella told ABC News in March.
So we are optimistic.
The Wall Street Journal says it's been working with Gershkovich's family nonstop to secure his release. Brian Clark, ABC News.
This is the largest prisoner swap since the Cold War. 24 people involved in total, including two more Americans and four Russians who will be going back to Moscow. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's no end in sight for Wisconsin's nursing shortage. At least that's according to the Department of Workforce Development. Two of its prediction models forecast that Wisconsin could have as many as 19,000 too few nurses by 2040. Wisconsin's fall primary is less than 2 weeks away. Local election officials and voters are learning new ballots, guidelines, and procedures. Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Ann Jacobs says some results may not be known until hours after the polls close.
People should expect, if the race is close, that Milwaukee will be tallying until the early morning hours. And I want people to know that now so that we don't have these silly rumors and conspiracy theories going on in November.
Jacobs speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. It's like something out of an episode of Yellowstone. A 27-year-old Seymour man is being extradited to Missouri on charges of cattle theft. A grand jury in Howell County indicted Jordan Leskang for receiving stolen property after he allegedly accepted delivery of 450 head of cattle in Wisconsin, but refused to pay, then ended all communication with the buyer. When Leskang reaches Missouri, he faces a $100,000 bond. Veterans can suffer with PTSD from a variety of things, not just combat situations, says Brown County Director of Veterans Services Joe Olick.
You could see a car accident. I witnessed one when I was in the Air Force, head-on collision. First one on the scene. That's traumatic.
For information about veteran services in Brown County, including counseling, call 920-448-4450. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health crisis or is suicidal, please call 988. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Packers training camp continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had a long practice in pads under the hot sun. Quarterback Jordan Love on how the offense is coming along in his second year as the starter.
We have a lot more chemistry together. We're still working through a lot of things as offense, building that chemistry, just understanding where we need to be on plays, the timing of plays, things like that, what we like versus certain coverages. So I think it's definitely still a work in progress. But compared to last year, I think there's a lot less question marks. Guys understand where we need to be a lot better, and we have a better feel for the offense. But something we got to keep building on every day.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Braves 6-2. Starter Freddy Peralta held Atlanta to just three hits, but two of them were back-to-back home runs. The Braves lead the league in that category. Pat Murphy.
I thought he was great. He gutted it out. He gave up the back-to-backs, and this team is, that lineup's pretty impressive. I thought Freddy did really good, six innings. I'll take that anytime, the way he went through it, and especially the way he closed it out.
They head to Washington to play the Nationals tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, gradual clearing after midnight, low of 69. Tomorrow, an isolated thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high of 88. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 71.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talked to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County. They got a special deal going on. Sports with Paul Noonan and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Man, we've had some phenomenal guests here today, haven't we, though?
Mm-hmm.
Just tremendous. And Laura Wiegert, Fox City's Chamber of Commerce, congratulations. The number one Chamber of Commerce for the Fox City's number one Chamber of Commerce in the United States of America. That's incredible. Bree Lutz, small business spotlight, the Sweet Lair Cafe with board games galore. Right downtown Menasha, stop on down. She brought us in some cookies and stuff that were just amazing and different things. Like we said, Philippine sweet potato cookies, just great stuff. Stop in there. And now, a young lady who I worked with about 25 years ago at Channel 5, was it?
Yes.
And now owner of I think my, I can be honest with you, Lisa. I don't want to get into whatever, but there was nothing I enjoyed more than Saturday or Sunday mornings coming to Boss's News in downtown Green Bay. And I'd buy like the New York Times or
anything,
any paper you wanted was there. And you had the little coffee thing. And I've done book signings there. And you had the greatest selections of magazines in the state of Wisconsin. Boss's News. That was such a phenomenal thing for downtown Green Bay. And now you're in De Pere in a beautiful building, beautiful spot right downtown De Pere. Nothing against that. But man, I miss you guys being in downtown Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. We get that a lot. I have a lot of people that tell us that.
And as I told you at the break, that wouldn't have happened if I was mayor.
It would not have happened. You'd still be there if
you
was mayor.
Because I think those small places, cops, Al's, you, look, they may not be the most
multi-million dollar thing.
Right. High-rise affordable apartments or whatever they were going to build there, which never really came to fruition anyway.
Right.
I mean,
it's empty now, isn't it?
Well, it's just you were asked to leave quickly. Because we had this project, or they had this project that was coming.
That went nowhere.
I think it's hard to, I just want to, but when you go to a city, there's always like a boss is there, an Al's there. You know, there's always something that's,
heritage,
there's a cop's
places,
there,
legacy.
That they're there. And they, you need to work around, you need to work with them. Anyway, look, that's yesterday. And then your dad, who was, glad.
Greatest guy in the world.
Glad he never ran against me. I mean, everybody liked him, and he was a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he took, did he take vacation? He was always there.
I don't know if
there.
I was ever there when he wasn't there.
He did occasionally, but he just loved coming into work.
Yes.
He loved talking to people.
Yeah. Everybody was like a friend to him.
Yes.
Everybody did come. It was funny because we were talking about cigars and different things, and everybody that came in, hey, Steve, I'm looking for, well, we've got this.
Right.
He knew every cigar in the world.
Right.
He knew what people wanted. He just, it was incredible.
Magazine.
What did you ever do with the bookshelf? I loved your bookshelf that all the cigars were on. Behind the counter.
Oh, it's a bookshelf right now.
Is it in your new store?
So that was our daughter's idea when we were remodeling.
Because I wanted to buy that if you were ever going to sell
it. When we were planning our new store, she said, why can't we use that as a bookshelf? It's so nice.
So nice.
So we get so many compliments when people walk in. They say, that is so nice. When did you get that?
That's what I mean. It's got to be 100 years old.
1898.
Wow. Yeah.
And well, yeah, a lot of people comment on it, and it's, we just turned it into a bookshelf now.
Wow, that's awesome.
And cigars, but you have such a variety of books, magazines, and just, I always want to thank you. You, I can tell our listeners.
And she brought, oh my gosh.
You brought in some gifts.
But
you
brought, so you're in, a listener. Are you a listener?
Oh, okay, John, I'm gonna admit this. Okay. When you came in to our store to give your condolences.
Yeah.
You were asking, you know, saying, we should have you on the show. You should come on the show. And I have to admit it. I didn't know anything about it. Well, you have me hooked. I listen every morning now.
Oh, awesome.
I do.
Because she brought in Meg, Todd.
And just like her dad, right?
Yeah.
She thought about who we were as individuals and linked us up with some great reads.
You're exactly correct.
I want to say that you do listen, and you know Todd's the music aficionado.
Yes. And that was exactly the way her dad was.
Right. Yeah. And so you brought me a magazine that you have there, The Entrepreneur. And I love The Entrepreneur, and I obviously teach this, and my kids are going to like this.
The magazine's called Teach Your Dog to Swim.
She didn't bring me that one.
No.
But how to make extra money. And I think side hustle, we talk about that.
You talk about that a lot, so I thought you two would like.
Todd, what did she bring in for you?
She got me three magazines from the UK. And of course, I've worked over there.
You know, so he does a radio show in the UK?
He just told me that.
Mm-hmm. And one of the cool things is on one of the magazines, you get a CD with it. Mm-hmm. There's an actual CD
they
that comes
along.
They still
put CDs on their magazines.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is cool.
And for me, she brought in some World War II magazines, which I used to buy every month at your store anyway. And then another thing, Eating Well, the amazing avocado, Nutrition's Rockstar, good for the body and brain. I'm big into avocados now. Well, I'm trying to be big into avocados now.
I like this. Yeah, all right.
Okay, but here's the other one. Here's the other one, Eating Well. Mushrooms, healthy, simple, delicious. Protecting the brain, healing properties, a guide to every type. This, here's the title of the thing. The Wide, Wonderful World of Mushrooms. An expert on wild food says mushrooms are versatile, magnificent, and they are in the moment.
All right.
I am a mushroom farmer, and I am cutting edge. What?
Self-proclaimed.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
Right.
And I am cutting edge on mushrooms, and she brought me in a magazine all about the health benefits of mushrooms. I am going to be so successful on my mushroom farm. It's mind-boggling.
I
thank you, Lisa.
Lisa, sure. I think you should read this one first, though. The Entrepreneur, How to Make Extra Money. Mm-hmm. You know, your guide to well-paying side hustles.
Right.
It just doesn't happen because you fly off the handle one day about some great idea. Yeah, there's a business behind it, and I may help Johnny. It
depends. You can
I'm
share.
Looking at 25%, but I'm
business.
Not sure.
Not 25. Got a text. I remember going to Boston as a kid to get the Street and Smith Pro Football Edition.
Right.
That was the Bible of football.
Oh, yes.
Street and Smith.
We still have so many customers. I mean, of course, you can get a lot of things online.
Yeah,
but there are so many people that still come in to get their football magazines and.
That's huge.
Okay,
we just had a guest in here before that plays board games in her restaurant.
Yes.
And and video games, board games are dead. Okay, and people, you know, could say, well, you know, when certain music, you know, when that radio is going to be dead, and the stuff comes back, and
it does.
And I still get Reader's Digest. I mean, I just
they
like,
still make Reader's
they
Digest.
They do. Oh, yeah. They do.
Wow.
I still get it.
I remember we used to have like a bookshelf full of condensed stories. Remember they'd put out the hardcover books?
Yeah. But that Reader's Digest, and they make the big print too.
They do.
I'm not there yet. But I just like coffee a lot, but I like the stuff in my hands.
And we get that a lot. I hear a lot of people tell us that. So many people are on their phones and their computers all day. That they just want to take a break and sit down and have a book or a magazine or a newspaper in their hand. It's just something about
and
it.
You know, the what are those little things?
The phones?
No. Where you can read books.
Kindle.
You could, yeah.
Kindle or Nook. Or
they don't do it for me.
No.
They don't do it for me. It's got to be a book with a printed page.
And here you can look through your mushroom
magazine. Oh, my God. I'm so excited about this.
You can tab, you know, mark the pages.
Oh, my gosh. Am I excited about this.
You can highlight it.
And come back to it later.
Oh, man. Do you want a piece of the action? Yes or no? But you have to do a lot of the work.
I'm going
to
do a lot of the work. That's why I'm going to get a good piece of the action.
You're not getting 25%.
So I may get, you know, I'm not there yet. Well, we're going to get to you because you're a guest, but it's
Lisa from Boss's News.
Mentally, I'm at 51 right now
with
his business, so I can make some decisions.
Do you still sell cigars?
Yes.
Okay.
That's another big, you know, magazines, books, and cigars, kind of our three biggest items. We have a lot of other things, but those are our biggest.
And you are in a beautiful location in downtown De Pere. Tell everybody exactly where you are.
107 South Broadway. We are a half a block from the roundabout that goes over the bridge.
Yep.
So we're between Walgreens and George Street.
Okay. So you go in the back, and you get plenty of parking back there.
You can park in the parking lot in the back off of Wisconsin Avenue. Right. We're kind of across from the De Pere Cinema.
Yeah, De Pere Cinema.
You can park in the back, but you can also park right on Broadway. Either one.
Got a text here. This is Peter Flukey. Mm-hmm. Bosses was the first place to carry our book coast to coast on a tandem, and now bicycling historic Route 66. They have always made us feel like family, and we never miss an opportunity to stop at their store. First book signing I've ever done in my life was at your store.
Great. Great. I remember those days when we first started doing them, and I remember you coming, and I love Peter and Tracy. I just love to support the local
authors. You've done so much for local authors. Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
Thanks.
Oh, excuse me. Snuck up on me. I'm eating a cookie. That's why. How do you get your, you keep current? I mean, for something that's been around for 100 years, mm-hmm. you keep current, and that's not easy.
Right. It's not. I mean, like you said, if people didn't want to buy the print, we wouldn't, but people still want it. We get a lot of visitors coming in saying, wow, I get a lot of compliments. Like, this is such a neat store. And we don't have this at home anymore. And so there aren't that many left, but people just love to
just find browse.
It. Yes.
I used to get excited. It's like you get an exciting feeling walking into your store. And I'm not trying to sound overly, but it's just because it's like you had such a great selection of magazines and all the books and the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was just, and I'm sure it still is in De Pere. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things where you've got to, you know, people talk about, in business, like you were just talking with Bree, mm-hmm. be different. Mm-hmm. Be different. You're different by being traditional.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, we are. We're very traditional, sometimes call ourselves old-fashioned newsstand. We're everything print, the newspaper still, magazines, books, even greeting cards and postcards are a thing where it's just a little tiny, teeny part of our business, but it gets people to come in and say, wow, you know, you still have those. And but we still, then we add new things where we have a lot of Wisconsin souvenirs and our boss's merch and different things. So we do expand.
You know what I loved about the old place, and I don't, maybe your new place has this as well.
Okay.
The smell.
Okay.
When you walk in, had that certain type of sweet tobacco smell or something. Sweet.
I have so many people that comment on, this is the same smell as when I was a kid. And I can't smell it. But people that walk in can, and they reminisce about when they came with their grandpa or their dad or whoever. Yes.
And another thing that I was by at your place that I couldn't find anywhere else was beech nut gum.
Okay.
And clove gum.
That's one of my things I want to do is bring back some of the classic candy and gum and things like that to put in the store.
You talk about smells. That to me was my dad coming home from bowling night, and he'd always buy me a pack of gum and clove gum and that beech nut gum.
Right.
I can see my dad taking it out of his bowling shirt pocket. I mean, it's just little things
memories,
that you connect.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Black licorice.
Yeah.
That's what my dad.
Yeah. We're with Lisa Mitchell from Bosses News, now downtown De Pere. We're going to be talking more with you right after this, okay?
All right.
Excellent.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
And this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hubde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the mayor. The mayor's out trying to ungag himself. He choked on a cookie. But we're with Lisa from Boss's News, downtown De Pere. I got another text here. I mean, our text things are just exploding for you, Lisa. Back in the day, you used to go to Boss's to get the Sunday Chicago Tribune, the Milwaukee Journal, Madison State Journal. Sunday reading was the best. I was the same way.
I hear so many stories about Sundays. That was the day. And people would sold so many newspapers and multiple papers like that. And we were so busy.
It was the only place you could get them.
Yeah. And now everything's changed.
But, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm,
yep.
But that was such, I mean, your place on Sunday mornings, it was like the place to go.
Oh, yeah.
You've been there, Jim, for Sundays.
So yes, absolutely.
You read all those papers.
You said everything's changed. Are you concerned or do you think it's going the right way? I mean,
newspapers are the ones that have changed the most. Magazines and books are doing much better than newspapers, but...
Well, just picking up this magazine
is
so much different than going online and reading something.
Right.
Yeah, I get the paper delivered. I do, and I even though I don't really care for some of the content, a lot of people read the paper online. A lot of people.
They do.
And I don't get into that at all.
And we knew that. We know that by our sales. And
how do you survive since 1898?
I want to ask that.
and again, Jim is our business. You know, we have different things. I'm the sports or history kind of guy. Okay. And Jim is the business guy here. And I guarantee you he would want to dissect what do you do that other people haven't done.
Very small group of people have been around for 100 years.
Oh, right.
Very small.
100 and what,
you know, I
26?
Was doing 126. Wow. I was doing research on our business to try to write for our 125th anniversary. I was doing research to write something about it. And then I was doing research on, are there any other retail businesses? I don't mean commercial like banks or restaurants, retail older than us. I cannot find anyone in Northeast Wisconsin that's older than us retail.
Wow.
So that's what I want to verify, cool. But it's, I don't know how we, it's.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, it just is. It's just, and that says something about the quality of your product, but really, it says a lot about the quality of your service.
Well, and
that's
just,
how those
and
people
you know what,
stay.
Though? Right. It's just being nice to people and knowing your business and making people feel welcome.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you walk into your store, especially like I said, in those Sunday mornings, and it was like a little after church gathering or something.
Yeah. I think we either have someone walks in the door, I know exactly what they're going to buy, I know the customers so well, or brand new customers that have never been there and like, wow, this is really nice.
Yeah.
So it's usually one of the two. So.
Yeah. And the other thing is that the family's been, you and your dad really got along.
Yeah.
I mean, right. And that's a part of longevity too.
And our daughter who helps out, she used to help out a little more. She has another job now, but, she's fourth generation in our family working there. Right.
Yeah. So, how did you guys survive COVID?
It was difficult.
Because I remember we were going to do some book signings. Difficult. We had to cancel them and the whole thing.
It was horrible.
Horrible.
So when it first happened, everyone was just in shock. Like, what's going on? What do we do? What can we open? They said non-essential, can't open. I'm like, are we essential? No one. We tried to call the state. We couldn't get through. We couldn't get any answers. Is what can we do? Can we be open? So, we said, let's just, okay, so my husband.
You needed a better lobbyist to be essential.
Yeah,
that's who stayed open.
People,
right.
Yeah.
So my husband and I went down to work, and his idea was, okay, if they don't want people close together, he said, why don't we just open the door, put a little cart blocking it so no one can walk in, and we'll ask them what they want, and we'll go get it. And then we'll go. So we started doing that. And then local police came to the door and said, you can't be open. And I said, why can't we be? We've been trying to get word from the state. Can we or can we not be open? We haven't received word yet. And they said, well, you really can't be open. So I almost started to cry. Yeah, I almost started to cry. And I'm like, how? We have to be open. And they said, give me a few minutes. And they went and talked to someone. And then they said, as long as you're doing what you're doing, the way you're doing it, where you're not letting people in the store, you can stay open for now. And that went on for a long time. And I'm telling you, that was not good. I mean, we didn't have very many customers, but they would call. They would come to the front. They would tell us what they wanted, and we would give it to them, take their money or their credit card, go over to the machine. It was horrible.
And that's okay. Yeah. So it's one way to at least keep the tills going. But your store is a store of browsing.
Yes.
That's what I love about your store is the browsing aspect of it.
So they'd tell me what topics they liked. I'd have to go pick some things out. I would bring them up to the front and let them pick. It was really difficult.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
It was.
I mean, but you know, I don't know. You're young, but Mort should talk to your dad about this, who's not with us anymore. But was that the most difficult? You know, you guys, you know, went through the depression. You went through, you know, 9/11.
Yeah,
you went through
26 years.
You went through World War One. 100 years, right? Yeah. You went through a lot of stuff. I'm just
I wish
you guys are survivors.
Oh, I wish I could go back and ask my grandpa about times when, like, what was the toughest times you went through, and then when they built the mall and we had to move. Then was a very difficult time. When we went through COVID, and now I think going through this current one was the
most
difficult.
Your dad ever talk about the Packers, the old Packer players that used to come in?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Very many, many stories about a lot of Packers used to come in the store, and he had a lot of stories that he told us about.
Didn't Curly Lambeau used to come there and everything?
I have a lot of – I have –
You got to write this down.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
I know.
This is Green Bay history.
I need to.
You do.
Yes.
To have Tony interview you at his book signing.
Oh, by the way, okay, so let's talk about that. Yeah.
This guy knows what he's
about writing. What we might be doing later today.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Why wouldn't you?
The forecast is
really.
So, weather permitting, if we don't get storms, John is scheduled to do a book signing today with Tony Walter, who you had on the show Monday.
He's great.
And Warren Gerds, who you had about a month ago.
Yep.
The three of them are going to be signing their books at Farmer's Market. So, our back door opens up to Farmer's Market.
Right.
It's in the parking lot there. So we're planning to have you sign books from 4 to 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Give us the location again. I mean, I think a lot of people have been there, but everybody knows the Roundabout. Everybody knows the Malva Center.
And the Union Hotel.
And the Union Hotel,
We're between the Union Hotel and the Roundabout.
That's a good example. The Union Hotel.
On the same
knows
side of the street.
Is. Right. Yep. And they just go by that. What's the name of that movie theater? I thought it was called
the Deer Cinema.
Oh, that's what's okay. It's right there. You just drive by there and put it in that parking lot. And,
yeah, but you can't park in the parking lot during the market because they use the parking lot for the market. So park on Broadway, or right, you'll find something a block.
Is anybody allowed to use the old Shopko parking lot these days?
Not yet. It's going to be under construction.
That's like this big beautiful parking lot. Nobody's allowed to park.
Well, they're going to build those. I like what you're building there.
They're going to be. Yeah, okay. I'm not sure when it's starting, but they have plans for that.
Can you do me a favor? Mm-hmm. Do you have any of those little book holders where so the book stands up type thing?
I don't.
I left mine someplace and I don't have one now.
I'll have to try to order some of those.
Would you do that for me?
I'll try to.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How's my book selling? Sell okay? My book sell pretty good there or not?
This is your fourth book.
Yeah,
you sold a lot of your books over the years.
You know something you guys did that was so great? You guys gave me a ton of magazines to ship to Afghanistan.
Yes, we used to do that all the time. I'd have customers come in and they would pay. So we would get the flat rate box from the post office. They would pay for the shipping to sponsor a box, and I would provide all the magazines. We sent many, many boxes to Afghanistan.
I had so many of my guys, because it would be like car magazines and Hot Rod magazine. Mm-hmm. They loved those.
That's what
that
I heard.
That was so huge for them. So thank you so much for doing that.
Glad to help.
Lisa Mitchell from Boss's News and Tobacco, right downtown De Pere. Hopefully, myself, Tony Walter, and Warren Gerds will be doing a book signing there today from 4 to 7.
Yes.
The forecast is a little sketchy.
I just looked it up.
So
it is.
So if we have to reschedule, we'll list it on our website or call the store, and we'll let you know if it's still on.
Website?
Or on bossesnews.com on our website, yes.
Lisa, be a regular for us,
all
okay?
Thanks, Lisa.
I'm serious. You're awesome. Boss's News, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're getting more details about the vice president's visit to Wisconsin next week. Kamala Harris and her running mate plan to be in Eau Claire Wednesday afternoon. We still don't know the exact time and place. Plans are for a campaign rally between noon and 6 p.m. A new study recommends states take a public health approach to legalizing marijuana. The American College of Physicians says it would consider the effects of legalization on communities, not just users. The college's David Hilden.
States that legalize cannabis should consider, what framework are you giving for marketing, for advertising? What safeguards are in place for the content of your cannabis? What about the effects on our roadway?
Cannabis is illegal for recreational use in Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Football season's closing in. The Packers organization needs to hire people for game day and seasonal positions. To do so, they're having three walk-in job fairs in August. The closest one is Tuesday at the U.S. Cellular Loft in Lambeau Field. Applicants must be at least 16 years old for guest services and security positions. People can apply online as well at packers.com/employment. The Mile of Music brings 80,000 to 100,000 people to downtown Appleton to enjoy hundreds of performances over a four-day period. There are no headlining acts. All music performed must be original, and most performers play more than once throughout the festival, whether on an outdoor stage or inside a coffee shop. In anticipation of the heat this weekend, the main stages and some other venues will have water available. Some will have misters. The volunteer-run music festival is tonight through the 4th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be no major strike again in Hollywood thanks to a settlement between the Teamsters and the studios. Variety reports that despite making aggressive demands, the union walked away happy with modest increases that more or less match the increases seen by the actors and writers, or SAG and AFTRA. The union is said to be breathing a sigh of relief, and so are fans of movies and TV. What do famous people do when they run out of cash? They write a book, even though no one reads anymore. According to a soon-to-be-released book by Robert Jobson about Kate Middleton, King Charles said he is worried that Harry and his wife Meghan do not have any income, despite recent deals with Netflix and Spotify. According to Jobson, the royal family is worried Harry will write a tell-all and dish the dirt on the royal fam. Harry told Oprah in 2021 that Charles cut him off financially. Stand firm, Charles. Don't give that kid a penny of your royal inheritance. The actual physical act of signing those Netflix and Spotify contracts by Harry was probably the most anyone in that family has ever worked. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, gradual clearing after midnight, low of 69. Tomorrow, an isolated thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high of 88. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot talks Twisters, and the Wisconsin Film Festival's Ben Reiser joins the show to talk film.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, we've had some phenomenal guests. Lisa Mitchell, Boss's News and Tobacco. I might be doing a book signing there today with Warren Gerds and Tony Walter, depending on the weather. The forecast looks a little sketchy, and of course, it would be outside at the Farmer's Market in downtown De Pere. But Boss's News and Tobacco, it was the greatest place in downtown Green Bay. Literally the best spot in downtown Green Bay. And now they got a beautiful place right downtown in De Pere. Same thing going, but 126 years.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, you eat right.
What did he say? You eat right?
Yeah, I
don't, that was like my joke about longevity.
Okay,
he was talking about the business.
Oh, okay. I wish I had the Price is Right horns.
Introduce our next very special guest.
Well, let me set this up a little bit. We love where we live. We've got a great community. We got a lot of things going on. Number one place to live a couple of years ago. And we talk about some of the good things, and there's a lot of good things to talk about. But some of us talk about things that are challenging. And one of the things that are really challenging in our community is foster children. We have a lot of kids who are in foster care, and they get maybe moved from one family to another family to another family. And we have 72 counties in the county. We have 72 counties in the state. As my mother would say, that's because there's 72 books in the Bible. It's like, okay, Mom. But anyway, Brown
what
County,
do you mean 72 books in the Bible? Isn't the Bible one book?
The Bible, no. The Bible is a combination of books. The Bible isn't like, somebody didn't write the Bible. I mean, the Bible is a combination.
You know, they say the book of Genesis.
Right.
I got you. Okay.
We should have had the lady stay over here from the bookstore.
I thought you meant there are 72 different types of Bibles.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, that's what I took it at. Okay, never mind.
Anyway, we're going to get back to the 72 counties. And we, unfortunately, are the number two county in the state when it comes to foster care. And that's not a badge of honor. However, I do want to say that our next guest is doing something about it. Foster the Village, right?
Correct.
And
what's your name?
My name is Sherry Salmon.
Yeah, Sherry Salmon.
I just want to watch him butcher it.
Salmon. I kind of got that. Sherry Salmon. And Sherry runs.
Yeah, I got that.
Foster
Todd,
the Village, which is a 501c3, a nonprofit. And what she has done, which is incredible, and you've got to get over there, on Dousman Street.
No.
Division. Johnny sent
Division
me to Dousman Street.
I did
go,
not.
Go over there. Go look at her place.
I did not. I said Division.
Anyway, so on Division, which was the old St. Jude School.
Correct.
And then it was Providence for a little while.
For 17 years.
17. Oh, it was longer than that.
Right.
Providence moved out to Howard.
Hobart. Yep.
And Hobart. And now you are running that with different classrooms or different items for kids at different ages. Very, very clean, very bright, just almost brand new things, although some of them aren't. Right. Anyway, just when someone gets a foster child, that's a challenge.
Right.
And you can help take the edge off by getting them the things they need, be it some cool sneakers for a 16-year-old kid or some infant clothes for babies. And I just want to start by thanking you and then tell us how you got into this mission. And
I just want to say my daughter put me on to you.
Right.
She called me one day. She says, oh, my God, Dad, you've got to check out this place. You have to publicize them. This is the most amazing, wonderful place I've seen. And
that's
she's
awesome.
From Madison, where it's a big community. And she said, this is so awesome. So introduce yourself. Tell us how this came to be.
Sure. And I certainly wish there was something like Foster the Village in every county in the state. But Foster the Village serves all children working with Child Protective Services. So if CPS is involved, we are serving those children. The families or the social workers come into Foster the Village. They're able to come in and get any item that they need, any basic care item, from diapers, clothing, shoes, bikes, car seats, you name it. Some things have to be new and other things can be gently used. Some things that have to be new, socks, underwear, car seats, sure, those kinds of things. Other things are very gently used. And like he was saying, we really pride ourselves on nicer, newer. Our goal is to help build the self-esteem of the kids that we
absolutely
serve during a very traumatic
nobody
time in their
life. Nobody
wants
something that's worn out.
Absolutely
and
not. Yeah. Right, right.
And it is. It all looks brand new. And plus you got ice cream.
Plus we have ice cream for the kids and the adults when they come in.
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
How did you get started in something like this?
How did we get started?
Yeah.
So I'm a foster parent, and I've been fostering for about 12 years. And I just saw the need when kids come into care and they're typically coming with the clothing on their back or And usually sometimes that's even too small for them. So there's just a lot of needs when kids come into care. And the last thing I want foster families to worry about is having to go out and go shopping for the kids. Right. There's so many other things you need to worry about. Getting them to the doctor, to the dentist, maybe signing them up for school again. Just helping them feel comfortable in your home. There's so many other things I don't want them to have to focus on that or have that be a barrier to people fostering, right?
Financial
support. Really in need of foster homes right now. It's really a desperate time for Brown County and other counties across the state.
What made you become a foster parent?
My parents were foster parents, so I grew up with, you know, some having babies in the home, so it was just always kind of in the back of my mind. I waited until there was a good time.
Doesn't that though? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. It is a challenge, but it's also probably been the most rewarding thing I've done. I waited until my kids were somewhat grown. My youngest was 8 years old when I started. And I just always kept kids that were younger than her, so she always felt comfortable in the home.
Awesome.
And as she grew, I increased the age of the kids that we serve.
Wow.
I want to talk about the service you provide in Brown County and how to get engaged with that service. But I want to ask you, before I get to that, why are foster children such, why is it at that level in Brown County? Like, you study it, you know it, and I know that's not what you do, but
right.
I'm really interested in your...
Right. Yeah, I'm not a social worker, but what I see and what I hear, you know, to be honest, it's you know, drug abuse, it's mental health concerns. I think there was, during COVID, it was a very difficult time for kids to be in the home, especially when, you know, things maybe weren't as positive in the home, and they weren't able to get to school, or they weren't getting in front of a doctor, or somebody that was a mandated reporter. So there's just a lot of concerns, and that's across the state, right? Drugs, mental health concerns.
Yeah, but we're number two, so don't hide behind that.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
We are.
I really can't explain why we're number two in the state, to be honest with you.
How big is the need to help them?
The need is huge. So last year we served 1,613 kids.
Wow.
And those are kids that can come back multiple times throughout the year. So as the seasons change or... You know, they're just growing. They can come back. It's winter time. Now they need a winter coat, whatever that is. So families and social workers can come in throughout the year and get items. I know that the county served 565 kids, but we also serve other agencies as well. So we serve all foster care agencies in Brown County.
How do you support it?
It's all community supported. So it's through grants. It's the community. In fact, when, you know, there's a lot of sad stories that I hear when kids are coming in. But I tell you, there's a lot of good in this community. There's so many people that step up. When I post for something, we just had a kiddo that needed a bike. He wanted to take be part of the Packer walk with the Packers. So somebody donated a bike, a helmet, clothing for him. I mean, just talk about putting a smile on a kiddo's face, right?
Wow.
So that was really neat. So when we have a need of beds, whatever that is, we'll just post it on Facebook and the community just steps up.
Awesome.
Now, when someone comes to your place too, over at on Division in St. Jude, 1440.
Okay.
Todd. Can we do something where he never gives an address
or a name?
Names and addresses.
Anyway,
we'll pre-record it, so it'll be like, I'm trying to, at your location at 414, you know, like
Division Street. Yeah. And then he continues. Yeah.
All right, 1440. They can come in here. It can come in there, and you know they don't have to walk through this little kid's room. I mean, they can go right to a room where you're 13 years old or 14,
absolutely,
or a baby, the mother with an infant can go and doesn't have to be... And I'm saying harassed, but bothered by other things. And I really, and those rooms were donated, sponsored by the Hartmans and some other people that, you know, I think you recognize those names.
Right.
A great environment to shop in.
Right. We want the kids to feel comfortable when they come in. So when they can come in, we've got a playroom for them. We've got a youth room for the older kids. We offer childcare during, also have support group meetings for our foster families and trainings. So we have childcare for the kids when they come in. I want it to really feel as though the foster parents, it's a place for them. This is their place. Just a whole community,
nice,
you know, wrapping their arms around them. The kids
and...
feel comfortable. When the kids come in, they'll say, you know, is that child also in foster care? And I'll say yes, through no fault of their own. And it's just a place that they can, you know, kind of breathe and not worry about, you know, what am I calling that person? Am I calling them auntie? Am I calling them mom? You know, whatever that is. So it's just a safe place for kids to come in,
you know,
and feel comfortable.
I used to work with, through the radio station I used to work for, with the Service League. They would do the back to school thing.
Right.
And you want to talk about where you just count your blessings and say, holy cow.
Yeah.
How fortunate, you know, we biatch and complain, but... And going around with these little kids with a backpack, and I'd be like, "What? And they're like, can I have that pack of crayons? Yeah. Are you? Are you sure?
They have all that.
And it's like, oh my God. You want to talk about where you just, it's hard to, I'm not even kidding about this. It's almost hard to not tear up somebody with these kids. They look at you like, really? I can have that?
Yeah. I don't think people in Green Bay realize the needs that are right here in our own community. There are a lot of kids that are hurting for items. Yep.
I talked to you a little bit about this yesterday. You know, I think we need to talk about stuff. I think it's easy to talk about the draft, and yeah, I'm grateful we have the draft.
Great place to live.
And it's great to get these shiny new buildings and stuff, but I mean, there's a whole a group of foster,
like
of homeless,
subculture.
And these people, but they want help and they want to be helped. These aren't people that are looking for handouts. I mean, these kids want to be successful. That kid wants a bike. This kid wants to be somebody someday. And you know, unfortunately, you know, I always say there's no bad kids, there's just some bad parents, but they haven't had that atmosphere. And I deal with parents, kids who are a lot older, like they're 40, and we talk about their childhood. And I'm not a social worker either. I mean, I do some community events and I raise money, but it's sad. I hear that and I'm like, I can't believe. But
we just helped a young man who's aging out of foster care. So he was turning 18 and had to move out. So the social worker brought him in, and we were able to get him a bike so he could get to work. Get him some shoes for work, get him clothing, get him a suitcase, hygiene products, laundry detergent, all those kinds of things to help him be successful when he leaves. How many kids at 18 are ready to be on their own?
And none of that stuff is cheap.
No.
I mean, like laundry detergent, things like that. It's really expensive.
Diapers. Try to find a box of diapers is very expensive. Absolutely.
And then, you want to feel good about yourself at 17, 18. So the hair care products you have are...
very nice.
For different ethnic groups. Some people
absolutely
want to, and you have all that. I just thought that was a cool store. Area you had there.
Yeah.
How can we help? How can our listeners help?
Yeah. So we're always looking for different sponsorships, whether it's for some of the rooms that we have. We have a safe Halloween event that we hold for the kids in the community. People can sponsor that. We also do a breakfast with Santa in December. We have.
Wait a minute. Didn't you go to his funeral, Jim?
Also basic needs.
I love Santa.
Diapers, new car seats, underwear.
Story. I don't know if you're a listener, but
He said that.
Oh yeah, I went, so-and-so, you was Santa. And we had people texting in, my kids are in the car, tell them to be quiet.
I believe in Santa. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Santa's very much alive.
She's alive and well.
Even new tennis shoes. A new pair of tennis shoes means the world to the kids. When they're going back to school and they fit in with their peers, it's amazing to see the kids' eyes just light up when they see, they can pick out their own clothing and new tennis shoes.
Would you
it's
rather
fabulous.
Items or money?
Both.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
The financial is very helpful for us because then we can purchase the items that we need.
That's what I mean, yeah.
But also if people have very gently used, nice clothing, we always need those as well. So,
But up to the age of 18, right?
Yeah. Okay. We serve 0 to 18. Yes.
So again, website, your name, number, all that. Because I think people...
Sure.
I guarantee
like
there's people
I'm,
listening that would like to help.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty plugged in, and I wasn't really until you gave me that tour. I heard of you, but I didn't know as much as I know. Obviously,
we
today.
Love to give tours if anyone wants to come in. But we are fosterthevillage.org. You can also find us at Foster the Village on Facebook, and that's usually where I'll post, and things will go right to our website as well. But my name is Sherry Solomon, and I'm the executive director, and we are located at 1440 Division Street.
Fantastic.
That's great. Thanks for what you're doing. I mean, you are making us a city where people want to live because we take care of our problems and you're helping kids, which is, that's the future of our community, right?
Yep.
I mean, it just is.
It's my passion. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, I'm so glad you're here. And
Thank you.
We need to support your mission.
Whatever we can do, you let us know.
Yeah. Awesome. I really appreciate this.
If you have any events coming up or different things or certain types of things you need,
get it out.
Please contact Todd right there. We'll promote it. We're all over it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for what you're doing for kids.
Right.
Wow. Sherry Solomon, Foster the Village, located on what street, Jim?
It's 1440 Division Street.
Atta boy.
Old St. Jude's School. So, Sherry, thank you.
Thank you so much, Sherry. We're going to be giving away some tickets for Packers Family Night, courtesy of Bell & Health, right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Okay.
cash back is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COIN25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Love this song. 1971, Todd?
I think you're right.
Sly and the Family Stone, right?
And this song sums up everything we talked about this morning, which was community, right?
Yeah, good
everyday
point.
People.
Good point.
Right?
Everyday people.
It takes everybody to make it work.
You still love Sly and the Family Stone.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
we
show
are family,
I used,
right?
You know what? I was big into Motown. You know what I used to watch every Saturday morning?
I know.
Yeah. Tell me.
Soul Train.
Brought to you by Big Daddy Don Cornelius. Sponsored by Afro Sheen, Afro Ulta, and all your Sheen products.
I didn't see that.
And then
you never watched Soul Train?
Channel 50 out of Detroit?
No, I don't think we got that.
All right.
Bugs Bunny?
Yeah, that too.
Listen to the countdown. We used to listen to the countdown.
Then they would do
with that David Keene or whatever his name was.
Who's then David Keene?
Yeah, I don't know.
Casey.
Casey Kasem. I'm Takes Casey Kasem.
I will say that all.
This
yeah.
song's good
going,
Casey Kasem.
This song's does, going out for the former mayor of Green Bay, Jim Schmidt. Here's the song from Sound of Music.
My favorite. That's not the name of the song, but okay.
Amanda, you have something to add to this?
Jim, you can't be on radio and not know who Casey Kasem is.
Yeah, okay, I got it right. I said Casey
and
Keene.
Big Daddy Don Cornelius?
Casey Keene. With Dan.
Afro Ultra and all your Sheen products?
Yeah.
You didn't watch American Bandstand with Dick Clark?
Yes.
Oh, you never missed that?
No, that I watched.
Never missed that.
You see that little dancing thing, right?
But in Soul Train, they would do the parade thing where everybody was doing their thing.
Yep, down the line,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I loved that show.
Some of those dancers became kind of big stars.
Oh, I believe it. They were amazing.
Yeah.
I got a nice text in when we were talking. For that party you guys missed last night?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You were invited to my house with the Talk of the Town. Huh? Kevin just sent this in. Mayor, thank you so much for the awesome hospitality and the band last night. Great food.
It was hot dogs, right?
Great drink. Hey, they were, as a hot dog bar, sauerkraut melted cheese and chili.
All right.
Okay.
I'll get Coach Kathy in right away.
Great. Yeah, I know. That was the 31st. Great conversation. No, all the Talk to Town guys love you. But
love you.
It was me, John. You weren't there. You didn't show up. But that city band concert, that's just community stuff. Those guys, he was talking last night. You talk about community. We were talking about that earlier. The events that they do all over, and a lot of them are charity events.
Oh, I
and
know.
It takes people like that to
absolutely
elevate events, and they can bring in a great band. And anyway, that was a lot of fun. So I just wanted to share that. I love Kevin.
You know what I was doing last night? Driving all over town trying to find
my
phone charger.
That's as common as a can of Coke.
Try it.
Really?
Go try to find one for your specific type of phone.
I thought that was universal.
One. No, they're not at all.
They're not. They are now. The new phones will all have the same charger.
John's,
oh, really?
You've John,
the, you've
John,
got the old iPhone.
Bag phone. Yeah. That old bag phone.
I went to three different places. Could not. So you know what I ended up doing?
Oh, God.
I don't know, John.
So I had
going to a phone booth?
Nope. So my phone was completely dead. That is it's crazy. That is a weird feeling when your phone is completely dead and you can't charge it. It's a scary feeling almost. But so what I had to do is get duct tape, and I had this own phone charger thing, but it had there must be a wire that's a little bit loose or something.
Yeah.
So it could only go in. So I had to duct tape. I had to take the thing, buy some duct tape, and duct tape the part that goes right into the phone right here. Duct tape that right into the phone.
Where did you go to look for with three blows, you go to festival,
went to the market, and save. Went to the market here, went out to okay, Cellcom, which is which had just closed. Then I went to Costco.
Yeah,
so three separate places.
Why don't you just go to the CVS? They're open all the time.
I don't know if they carry them.
That hell of a better chance they're going to carry it than the market.
But I mean,
the market
is a specialty food store. I figured they would ask me, what kind of phone do I have? And I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
No.
It's an iPhone, right?
Yes, it is, Jim. It's an iPhone.
How do you know?
But I could tell by looking at it, Jim.
Okay, but there's like
mine, I could tell because it's got an Apple on the back. So mine's an Apple.
His is an Apple, too.
Oh, I've got a case on mine, so I can't see.
Yeah. Well, then you can get these transparent ones.
But what
see.
I'm saying is it?
I can tell. Right, I got the red phone and
okay,
I got
but
the gray
no,
phone.
But Jim,
I was sitting on my porch and these kids came in my yard.
No, but the thing is, if they ask you what kind of a phone it is, yeah. I don't know. I think it's like a 10, maybe. Is there an iPhone 10?
I don't think that makes any difference.
I think it does.
No, I think
Amanda, does that make a what is that?
No.
Open it up so I can.
Do you really think Apple's going to change their chargers? Don't you think that would make their customers mad?
They are now, but yeah, all of them are pretty much the same except for like the first or second generation.
So what kind of a phone do I have? I don't.
It's got an Apple on the back. You just
I
told don't, you.
I got a case. I can't see the Apple.
Take the case off and look. There's an Apple right there. It's like.
But I don't know if it's like a 5 or a 10 or a 15.
I don't think that matters. They're all the same.
Oh, it doesn't?
Yeah, they're all the same.
Take
beyond 5, I think they all have the same.
Okay. iPhone 14. Wow, thank you,
that's
Amanda.
Pretty new. That sounds pretty high.
Oh, I'm a hip guy.
Wow.
Your phone is newer than mine.
My phone is newer than Amanda's, and she's the techie
she's
person
hip.
Here. Wow.
Well, I'm impressed.
I got 14.
But
what do you
it
got
doesn't
there, Jim,
work.
A 6?
I have no
7?
Idea.
Flip it open.
Well, what does that even tell open. You anything? That was funny. It's got a.
I just got it.
I know. Well, you didn't get the bag phone thing. That was funny too.
Remember those?
Yes.
I had one.
Yeah.
It's like, this is like Get Smart or something. Real TV show.
The 3-watt bag phone.
Yeah.
There is a great commercial from Radio Shack back in the day, and it's the bag phone, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, you can go anywhere with your bag phone. Just one. $1,299 plus $300 monthly service.
When I did that, one of the local little radio stations here doing sports back today, and Yurko, remember Yurko?
Yeah.
Would come in every like Monday morning or whatever and do an hour show with me, okay? And, you know, radio stations are so cheap, especially that one. And so what we gave him, I said, hey, we're giving you a bag phone.
Okay.
Oh, okay, great. At the end of the season, there's like, hey, Mino, tell Yurko to give us the phone back. I'm like, what do you mean? So, well, it's just going to be for the season. We're going to give it to him. So I had to go tell your, hey, we need the phone.
Oh, my
gosh. Like,
what?
Yeah. But the bag phone. We had a bag phone.
14?
Yep.
Nope, you're an iPhone SE.
Okay.
What is he?
I'm an iPhone. This phone.
Who's this cooler, mine or his?
Oh, I think mine.
Mino's is definitely Mino's. Yeah. That's odd.
Our techie people all said mine is cooler than yours.
Yep.
Think about that, Jim?
Hey, don't forget, right now we're going to give away a 4-pack of tickets for the Packers family night coming up on Saturday, courtesy of Bell and Health. If you'd like to go and take 3 of your friends, we've got your tickets right now. Just text us through the Civic Media app. Download that right now. Choose WGBW or WISS. Lower right-hand corner, say, Todd, I want to go to family night. I've got your tickets.
Thank you very much, Mark Houston and the entire gang at
Bell
Sports. Absolutely. What a great company.
God, we have some great people that we work with.
We do. We really truly do. I'm not blowing smoke.
More coming on.
Lisa Wiegert, thank you very much. Fox City's Chamber of Commerce, selected as the number one Chamber of Commerce in the nation. Bree Lutz, Small Business Spotlight, the Sweet Layer Cafe in downtown Menasha. Board games galore.
That's fun.
Lisa Mitchell, Boss's News and Tobacco, my favorite store in the United States. Sherry Solomon, Foster the Village, an amazing, amazingly wonderful entity here in town.
Yeah.
All right. Todd, thanks for all you do.
You got it.
We're going to say goodbye. I might be doing a book signing at Boss's tonight, depending on the weather, for the Farmers Market Indy Pier. Back again tomorrow. See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Todd Albaugh.
On the next show, Luke Mathers. Hey, wait, that's me. I'll be filling in for Todd. Joining me will be Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign to talk good government, and we'll preview some of the new foods at the Wisconsin State Fair.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.